play music beyond 2 a.m. They did note in the application that that sound would not be heard outside of the property. There's an estimated 1,000 people that will be in attendance at the event. There will be no one under 18 unless they're accompanied by a legal guardian. The applicant is proposing camping available, and that falls under the Board of Adjustments review for camper rallies, which says that camping sites which do not exceed 5 days at any one time may be held subject to receiving prior approval from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office and the Health Department. As of signs, they request to, permission to put a temporary directional sign on the corner of Utah Avenue Southeast and 520th Street. The applicant is making arrangements with Welt and Brisco Insurance Agency to get insurance coverage. They're also going to get what they refer to as alcohol insurance, and that they will provide us with proof of coverage. For parking, there will be an on-site area for parking, which will hold an estimated 600 to 700 cars. There will be room for vehicles, like small cars, as well as RVs and campers. Food vendors will be serving food at the event, and they are will be working with the health department directly to get the permits that are necessary for that. For security, there will be a proposed 2 teams of 2 security members that will monitor the grounds of the concert at all times. In addition, there will be at least 1 guard at each of the entrances into the concert area. Alcohol is proposed to be served, and Canty Forest parent company Corn Fed Productions will be applying for a 5-day liquor license from the Alcohol Beverages Division. In addition to kind of monitor alcohol use, they will have an ID bracelet program to verify that alcohol users are 21 years or older. The applicant states that they will provide adequate porta potty and hand washing facilities for up to 1,500 people. And if necessary, they will contract with Consumers Co-op for any dust control or dust alleviation that they need. We do note that they will, if they're going to spray anything on the secondary roads, they will have to get a permit from the roads department. There will be an emergency center staffed by a CPR certified healthcare provider during the day and a care ambulance at night. And they will contact Lone Tree Fire Department before the event begins to, if they need any first responders. The sheriff has no objections, but they do know that they will have sheriff deputies stopping by to perform compliance checks if necessary. Health Department and the county engineer don't have any other objections. This is a area map. The back portion of this land back here will have parking as well as RV camping. Up on the northeast, there will be camping, and the event, the concert, will be held in the center of the property. So in conclusion, staff recommends approval with the condition that inspection of the site, stage, and electrical components will be performed by the Building Inspection Division before the event.
Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Is there someone living adjacent or to the property?
There are no. If you can see here, I don't believe that there are any homes on the direct property around the.
How did they propose to assure that there would be no sound dissemination of moonlight music after 2 a.m.?
That is just the size of the speaker. I think that moonlight music is proposed to be a smaller speaker, and based on what they've reported in their application, that specific speaker isn't heard beyond the grounds of their property.
That troubles me if they can't demonstrate why they state that.
Can I address it? Any other questions, staff? Yeah, Jerry.
We had that last year and the year before, and it's no problem. First year, there was no small speaker. Last year, there was no problem. My closest neighbor is 1/4 mile away, and she couldn't hear it at all.
It'll be the same setup this year.
Yep.
Is that the only, is there anything else different this year from last year?
No, it's basically the same.
How many years in a row have you been doing this?
11.
And you've always served the alcohol. They didn't bring it in.
First couple of years, 1 year it was given away because we couldn't sell it. That was the first year. Probably for 7 years it's been sold.
Okay. So that's nothing different this year either?
No.
What you're doing with the armbands and all that?
No. Okay. Same deal.
Anybody else here to say have anything to say about the application? Motion?
Make a motion to approve application 25096.
Subject to staff's recommendations.
Yeah.
I don't think there's, well, I mean, if there's a problem, you'll just take care of it, right? If there's a problem with the music, I mean, I don't
mean a. Staff recommended specifically that it be conditioned on having an inspection of the site, stage, and electrical components.
Oh, okay.
That's the condition.
That's the, I'm sorry. That was condition. Okay.
Which is very common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that condition part of the motion?
Yes, that's part of the, on that condition.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Tarrow?
Aye.
Parsons?
Aye.
Lackander?
Yes.
Loopers?
Aye. Okay, no applications.
Thank you.
Conditional use permit 25097 of Sandra Hansen requesting a conditional use permit. Staff?
So this is a 4th of July antique show. It's located on 1424 Highway 1 in Big Grove Township. That is about 800 feet south of the intersection with 140th Street Northeast. This event will be is proposed to run from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on July 4th. Here's a location map of the property. It's just north of Solon on Highway 1. In the past, there's been estimated between 600 and 1,000 attendees at the event. The applicant has contracted with Permar Security Agency to have 4 DOT certified security workers monitoring the event. Food will be served on the site, and the applicant is working with the health department to get that approved and get the necessary permits. For parking, the applicant has rented a 5-acre parcel just directly to the west of their property for parking, which will provide an estimated 450 parking spaces. In addition, they will provide 2 buses to shuttle people from Solon to the event and back, and those will run throughout the length of the event. They propose to have a number of signs, first stating the entrance to the event, and others about 500 feet before the entrance stating flagmen ahead. Be prepared to stop and turn traffic to try to slow down traffic before they reach that area where people will be moving around. Additionally, they propose to add no parking signs along the highway to try to keep people from parking in the right of way. For dust control, the applicant has contracted with M&K Dust Control to spray the driveway on the property to try to alleviate some of that dust that would be produced by the extra traffic. For first aid emergency services, in the past they have contacted with Solon Fire Department to make sure they know that there is this event going on, and we ask that they do that again. For wastewater, the applicants will provide 14 porta potties as well as 6 hand washing stations. They've already gotten insurance for the event through South Bend Insurance Company for an aggregate limit of $2 million. Here's a area map. This area in the back here is what they have, the 5 acres that they've received, that they've rented from their neighbor. Visitors will enter the circle driveway here and come around and then go back to the parking area along the south edge of the property. And the antique stands will then just be located throughout the property. So the county engineer has no concerns. The health department also has no concerns. And the Johnson County Sheriff has no concerns, but makes sure to note that the the event needs, the event host needs to monitor parking and ensure that nobody is parking along the highway. And staff recommends approval.
Questions?
I have a question. Solon Department, Fire Department, has she checked with that this year?
That's one of the questions we had.
Yeah, and my other question is about how many merchants, how many different sellers or whatever the word is.
Sandy, answer that question, would you?
Well, I thought you might know.
Oh, okay.
It was reported 80 to 90, I believe, I mean.
Yes. And according to the Fire Department, every one of them knows we're there, but I can make a specific request. And every year they say, oh, you're doing it again.
Anybody have questions for staff? Because Sandy, do you have anything to say?
Well, I'd like
to the microphone, thank you.
As to Highway 1 parking, last year Josh Gersten provided one highway, Sheriff's Reserve. And thank you. He was unable to keep up because they parked south. He drove south and they started parking north. And so we went out on the highway. My help went out on the highway and tried to resolve that so they weren't, but they did park on the highway. It was safe, but it was inappropriate, but it got away from him. So I petitioned Josh very early this year for two. So one would be posted at each place so the one fellow wouldn't have to run back and forth, or my help wouldn't have to go out and stand on the highway. It was my son, and he did that years before. So Josh has assured me he has one, and he's looking for the second person. I'm hoping he comes through, because I think we'd all feel a lot better if we had two. But I know the fourth is a busy time for the Sheriff Department. They sometimes put a sign out and say you're going 43 miles an hour. Not that that deters anyone, but, you know, so.
Any questions?
Nothing significantly different this year?
No, unless it's the weather.
How many years have you been doing this?
34.
Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Discussion? Roll call?
Carroll?
Aye.
Parsons?
Aye.
Lackender?
Yes.
Maher?
Aye.
Liefers?
Aye. Okay, it's approved, Sandy.
Thank you.
Any mileage or items not on the agenda or an adjournment?
I'll do the last one.
The last? Okay. Sorry.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We're done. Thank you.
They should all be this easy.
Well, they should. Because since I've been on here, they have. Everybody's talking about.